So, if you watch a squirrel bury a nut, it's really not thinking about lunch today. It's, planning for February. It's just pure instinctual resource management.
Right, it's a survival mechanism hardwired right into their biology. But humans, supposedly the most advanced species on the planet, we will happily blow $50 on some flimsy gadget that breaks in a week just because it was like on sale.
Yeah, we completely abandon our inner squirrel. We trade that long-term security for a quick hit of short-term dopamine. So, welcome back to the deep dive. Today, we are looking at day four of your workbook, focusing on shifting out of that cheap mindset and into true frugality.
Exactly. And we're doing that using the TRUE method, which is a really brilliant cognitive framework to filter your purchasing decisions and, identify your behavioral blind spots.
Because the mission here is to actually rewire your brain's reward circuits to move away from that panic of scarcity and toward the logic of value. Let's break down TRUE, starting with P, which is time horizon.
Right. So T is about stretching your thinking into years rather than just today.
Wait, so are we essentially fighting our evolutionary urge for instant gratification here? Because my amygdala is usually screaming, get the cheap thing now so we have resources left for tomorrow.
That is exactly what's happening. Forcing yourself to stretch that time horizon actually engages your prefrontal cortex, which brings logic back into the driver's seat. And once you do that, you naturally hit the R, which is real cost.
Real cost, so looking past the sticker price.
Yeah, calculating the lifetime cost. Think about buying a $200 smartphone every single year because the screen keeps cracking, instead of just buying an $800 one made of, I don't know, aerospace glass that lasts 5 years.
Oh, wow, yeah. The cheap phone is actually costing you $1,000 in the long run.
Exactly. Which brings us directly to evaluating the U, and that stands for utility. You have to match the quality of the item to its actual daily use.
Let me push back on utility for a second, though. I mean, if I buy a $30 coffee maker and it works fine for a year, haven't I still saved money compared to a $300 luxury machine? Like, where is the line between actual utility and just, justifying an expensive purchase?
Well, that's where frequency matters. If you go into it every single morning, the daily wear and tear demands a higher build quality. Otherwise, you're suffering this daily micro frustration of dealing with a subpar tool.
Right.
Utility isn't really about luxury. It's about recognizing when a daily routine actually warrants the investment. And that ties right into the final letter, E, for exchange. Recognizing money as stored energy.
Stored energy. I love that concept. You're asking what sacrifice is required for this purchase.
Yeah, and we really struggle with this because modern finance abstracts the pain of payment so much. When you swipe a plastic card or, tap your phone, your brain doesn't register a loss of resources the way it does when you hand over physical cash.
Or, like, a portion of your winter food supply. You literally forget you are exchanging your past life energy for a present item.
Right, so applying this TRUE method requires total, brutal honesty. Which brings us to the two crucial workbook questions at the end of the day four exercise.
Yeah, so question one asks, which part of the TRUE method is your weakest point? Like, do you fixate on the initial cost, but completely ignore the long-term utility?
I see people stumble a lot on the exchange part, honestly, completely ignoring what portions of their life they are trading away. And then question two asks, what is one thing you are currently thinking about buying, and what is its true service life?
Identifying the psychological baseline today perfectly sets you up for tomorrow, day five. Because tomorrow you're going to take these exact insights and run an actual past event, like a major purchase regret, through this exact framework.
It's going to trigger an immediate mindset shift.
Yeah.
But while you're mulling over those questions today, you have to keep up your daily practice.
Yes, please don't skip this. I know doing the review stack three times a day might feel tedious right now. Writing out those three code rewrites, the three distill points and the two quotes takes time. Morning, midday, and evening.
But there's a biological reason you're doing it. It's a process called experience-dependent neuroplasticity. Basically,
Neurons that fire together, wire together.
precisely. Every single time you review that stack, you are physically paving a new road in your brain so that frugality becomes your default route.
And we also can't forget the bedtime question. What is one thing I really want that seems unreachable, and how can I make it inevitable?
Seeding this question right before sleep is basically giving your brain homework. It allows your subconscious to passively problem-solve overnight.
Yeah, without your waking anxieties getting in the way, it's fascinating.
Well, your brain is a pattern recognition machine. Give it a problem before a rest date, and it will hunt for a solution.
So do the work today. Get honest with the TRU method so you're ready to tackle day five tomorrow. And as you go about your day, the next time you reach for your wallet, ask yourself, are you just spending money or are you permanently trading away hours of your past stored energy?